Why on earth would like a brilliant PhD student risk his entire career on a whim from an uncle who sells used cars? I mean, logically, it makes zero sense, but neurobiologically.
It's completely predictable, yeah.
Right.
Welcome to our deep dive into week four, day five of the workbook.
Right. And today we're preparing you to apply the WISE method.
Which is that framework for strictly evaluating advice based on the proven competence of the person giving it, right?
Yeah.
Applying it to a real mistake from your past.
Exactly. And, you know, we struggle with this because it's tied directly to how our brains conserve energy. Like, as a neuroscientist, you see this all the time, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we are essentially prediction machines, processing complex, nuanced advice from a true expert that requires burning serious cognitive calories to, you know, rewire neural pathways.
I mean, it's hard work.
It is. But a friend agreeing with your existing bias.
Yeah.
Your brain just says, perfect, I predicted that, no extra energy needed, and it rewards you with a massive hit of dopamine.
So we just unconsciously choose the comfort of the uninformed over the friction of the expert.
Exactly.
Yeah, that dopamine hit from cheap validation is exactly what derailed my former grad student.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, I gave him rigorous academic guidance for his dissertation, which sure meant doing some really tedious statistical reevaluations.
Nobody likes doing those.
Exactly. So instead of doing the work, he went to that used car salesman uncle I mentioned who just told him, hey, go with your gut. Universities love a bold claim.
Oh, no. Let me guess. He actually took that advice.
He absolutely did, because it bypassed all that friction, and it was a total disaster.
Yeah, that right there is the confidence illusion in action. I mean, charisma actively shuts down our critical thinking centers.
It really does. Which brings us to today's task for you, the listener. You need to enter what the workbook calls Vulcan mode.
Right. Stepping back and taking a past failure where you took bad advice, stripping away that bruised ego, and just analyzing the mechanics of the mistake completely objectively.
So, okay, let's actually apply today's journaling questions right now. I'm putting you on the spot.
Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead.
Tell me about a time you got sucked into one of these negative cycles. What were the key indicators of incompetence that you just completely missed?
Wow. Okay. Well, a few years ago, I bought this massive, incredibly expensive suite of lab equipment based entirely on the advice of a very charismatic sales rep.
Oh, I think I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The indicator I totally missed was that he had never actually run a clinical trial himself. Like, he had memorized the spec sheet, sure, but he had zero proven competence in the daily practical application of machinery.
Wait, wait, wait. You're a neuroscientist. You literally study the brain's logic centers. Didn't your prefrontal cortex kick in when he couldn't answer the technical application questions?
You would think so, right?
Because, well, the workbook actually asks about the exact emotions you felt. So try to go back in your mental database for a second. What actually overrode your logic there?
Greed. Honestly, plain and simple greed mixed with a lot of FOMO. That fear of missing out. He convinced me this equipment would double our processing speed.
Right. And the brain wants the easiest path to the biggest reward.
Exactly. So that greed just completely bypassed my logical filtering.
Yeah.
But hey, it is your turn now.
Oh, fair enough. Let's hear it.
I know you fell for that big academic outrage cycle a few years back, so I'm asking you the exact same question. What emotion hijacked your logic?
Okay, yeah, that is easy. Pure, unadulterated fear.
Really? Just fear?
Oh, yeah. There was this rumor going around the faculty that a major grant foundation was pulling all funding for behavioral sciences.
Which is terrifying for a psychology lab.
Exactly. An adjunct professor told me, and I just completely panicked. I spent 3 whole weeks restructuring my entire lab based on advice from people with zero inside knowledge of the foundation.
So your amygdala was just screaming that your livelihood was in danger.
Precisely. I abandon evidence-based thinking entirely. And this is the exact brutal honesty you need to bring to today's exercise as you listen.
Right, you have to isolate the specific emotion that made you ignore the lack of expertise.
And honestly, that is exactly why the daily stack is so vital today.
Yeah, when you review your 3 mental code rewrites, your 3 distill points, and your 2 quotes, and you do that 3 times today, you aren't just reading a list.
Not at all. You are literally practicing the cognitive override of those emotional hijacks.
Exactly. You're actively training your brain to choose friction over comfort.
And do not forget your nightly bedtime question, too.
Right, you have to let your subconscious mind chew on these concepts while you sleep.
Tomorrow is day 6, which is the self-audit.
We are almost through the week, which makes it the perfect time to reflect on the immense growth you have achieved just by doing this daily work.
It really is. And I want to leave you with this. Think about it. Your brain constantly wires itself based on the input it receives.
So if you strictly filter the advice you accept moving forward, only allowing in proven competence,
how will that fundamentally alter the physical structure of your future thoughts?